The five steps include W. Welcome God in. H. Hold fast to your truth. O. Overcome unhealthy reactions. L. Listen between the lines. E. Elevate the atmosphere. W. Welcome God in. When we're confronted with someone's unhealthy behavior, anger, shock, and confusion can set in. Without a doubt, our initial reaction is to ask why this is happening to us. Instead of letting these emotions take control, practice taking a step back, either literally or mentally. Welcome God in, and whisper a brave three-word prayer. God, help me. And then, breathe. Yes, breathe. Let me explain. In this sense, breathe means to pause to rest or regain breath and composure. Composure is that innate state or sense of being calm and in control of oneself. This takes practicing something called emotional regulation, or the ability to manage and maintain our emotional state under any circumstance. Highly complex, but God is able to help and empower this capacity. Biblical language calls this self-control. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. When the affront happens, it feels very personal, and it sincerely is personal. Yet by stepping back and intentionally applying emotional regulation, we can depersonalize it and allow the necessary space to gain the much-needed composure we talked about earlier. Between stimulus and response, there is a space, writes psychiatrist Viktor Frankl. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. We'll talk more about this in the E of our whole power tool. After the shock wears off, two important things must happen. They seem to be contrary to each other, so there will be tension here. First, we must assess the situation. Ask yourself, do I treat this comment like a duck would? Let it roll off my back like water? Proverbs 19, verse 11 supports this response. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. We all say stupid, nonsensical, off-the-cuff comments at times that could potentially hurt someone's feelings. Words hold this power. They bring life or death. Proverbs 18, verse 21. No in-between here, either. Contrary to the childhood rhyme about sticks and stones breaking our bones, but words never hurting, words do hurt. I'm very sure we all agree here. In truth, words can break hearts. Second, we must address the situation. Decide whether to address the hurtful statement with immediate candor or at a later date, one-on-one, with a witness or mediator present, especially if the confrontation is volatile or heated. See Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20. I call this process rewind and reset. Sometimes we need to give the situation or circumstance some space and time. We need time to breathe. Maybe we seek wise counsel so as to thoroughly assess the situation. When we rewind and reset, we ask the all-important questions. How could I have handled this better? What is my responsibility? What is the next healthy step? Women speak an average of 20,000 words a day. Of course we are bound to mess up. A wise woman once shared with me how she starts her day. Before her feet ever hit the ground, she prays the words of Psalm 19, verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I think that is good advice. As I rewound and reset the situation with Angela, I realized the entire situation could have been avoided if I had been operating from a healthy sense of self, which we will talk about more in Practice 3.